Good evening. Welcome to House of MNSM Talk Radio. And now, coming into the studio are the two engineers of this Leather Kink Madness, Master Noel and Sir Mark.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Sir Mark. And Master Noel are here. Hope you survived the week. Well, we'd like to say thank you to Joseph for his Joseph on the go and T.O. It's very interesting. I mean, you know, we're all talking about it. Most of us know somebody or have been somebody who's been, you know, verbally or physically abused and stuff. And what I want to really recommend, and I really want to push right now and say to anybody who's in the chat room right now, is how proud I am of all of us. Because we are here, we're able to talk about it, and we're able to hopefully help each other. And we all have a certain knowledge of something that we have gone through that can help somebody else. And if one thing that I recommend and I can say is please pass it along, because we can truly make a difference for everybody. And it's that simple. If we really look at it, we can make a difference.
I agree.
And it gets better. It really does get better if you want to. And that's the other key.
Song.
No, but I think we should write one. But anyway,
I got paid for the last five I did.
But that's a good subject that, you know, I think we could go on and talk
yep.
about, because we've all have different things that we've gone through.
What we were talking about today, and I said, this is radio conversation. Why are we having this now? Oh, about what age you were sexually active. You started to be sexually active. And you were saying that you were sucking cock at what age?
The first time that I actually tried to suck a cock was my babysitter. And I've said it before.
Oh, you've talked about that on the
show. I've known forever. I mean, the minute I realized that if I pull on my little thing when it was hard, after a while, I didn't ejaculate when I was that young, but you got that weird kind of, you were having a shock thing and you really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I never let go of it. And then I discovered, first, I can't remember if it was a girl or a guy that I was interested because it looked different and my A was bigger or she was missing something.
Mm.
But I've always been very intrigued by it all.
Uh-huh.
And I started having sex, really, when I was, I can't have to say, like, 9, please, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever sex
See,
was
and I was
then.
I was about 12, actually. But, I mean, I'm talking full-on, you know, sex.
You know, and that was before I got abused, physically abused. So I was a little pervert.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
It's a French thing. I'm really proud of it.
Okay, good. And then somebody, who the hell? Oh, Boy Neil. No! Who was it? Fucking Boy Alex, I think, was saying that.
It was the same thing. He was 10 years old.
10 years old, and he's sucking cock. I'm like, what?
He was getting fucked in his bedroom, and his dad
that
walked
got him.
In.
Yeah, I was like, how come I... You know what? Then I think about... It's not like I'm jealous, because, I mean, it's not like I didn't have sex. I just didn't have gay sex. And it's kind of like, I wonder... I think that if I did have figured out all of this then, I think I'd probably be dead by now. I'm not saying that in a joking fashion. I don't. Because really, let me think. I mean, I was on the road in a band, and it was like, you're banging a lot
and
of back bads.
Then, and back then, you missed a lot of fucking truck stop washroom sex.
See, for, well, yeah. I mean, well,
those truckers are horny. They take their teeth out and woo, they just
and whom I was doing on the road, being in a rock band, them some of them brats were taking their teeth out doing the same thing, huh? You've seen some of the women I've slept with. I
mean, Oriana, I've gone, really, honey? Really?
Well, yeah. Somebody said Nick 12 or 13 maybe. Yes, 40 years. Boy, Alex has been sucking cock for 40 years. Unit 9 says, no, I was 14th and I haven't stopped since.
The French perv have to stick together. Hell yeah.
There you go. Boy, Alex. Okay, me, it was 8, so it was actually 42 years he's been having sex. Wow, but he was playing with Debbie. Oh, I can't say the names out loud. Vagina before that. Wow. I mean, yeah, very young age. And it's funny because they say nowadays that kids are having sex at a younger and younger age. Holy shit, they'd be four going by you people.
Yeah, just we didn't talk about it. As these days, the girls have fucking elastic wristband thing, different colors, saying that one color means they've been doing blowjobs and they've been doing this. It's, you know. As we just went for walks in the woods.
You know, and the thing is, there's nothing
wrong about it.
It's not. I mean, especially at that age, when you're 12 and 13, you're just kind of exploring your sexuality. And I mean, you know what? If you can try both and decide you like both or you only like one, you only like the other, that's the time to do it because you have less hang-ups about shit because you don't hear about so much other things, right?
Yeah, and I mean...
And if it's mutual.
Yeah, it's as long as consenting at all. I mean, that's...
Well, you're not an adult, but well, as long as it's consenting.
You know, yeah. The one thing I know, and I'm lucky in a sense, my parents were sexually very outgoing and experimental and... That's probably one of the reasons I'm so...
I'm not going to go here.
Piggish that way. But, you know, and maybe again, that's another French-Canadian thing. We seem to be a bit more in touch with that thing.
I wouldn't know anything about it.
It's a way of, you know, staying warm in the winter and stuff. So, uh-huh. I don't know.
That's exactly why I flogged them.
I had a lot of good sex in my teenage years. I mean, good sex. Really good sex. Fuck, I did have good sex.
Did have. Wow, that makes me feel good. Thanks, honey.
Honey, you're the only thing I'm having with, so it's quite good.
Oh, thank you, I guess. I can fiddle now.
No.
And by saying, you're the only thing I'm having sex with, so it has to be good. In other words, if it was like... That was almost a double negative.
No, it's not. It's all good because I could go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I may look at Grounder and Scruff, but let me tell you, I tell them there, I got something really good at home. So if I'm going to go somewhere else, you got to beat that.
And how many takers have you had? Let's not
do
that.
I've gotten a good blowjobs here and there, but that's good. The extent I've gone.
Wow, here we go. So Slave Wayne says, blah, 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 blah. I was getting spankings from my friend Daryl at the age 12. So Slave Wayne, and if you don't know the family very well, which I'm sure pretty much all of you do, Slave Wayne enjoys being spanked. I mean, truly, truly, truly enjoys it. I get him down in the dungeon, and I mean, literally the neighbors hear me spanking him. Well, I mean... I seriously doubt that when you were getting spankings from Daryl at 12 that he was making you bleed, but still, I mean, that's a lot. But it's kind of cool. I like the idea of being 12 years old and knowing that's your kink. You know what I mean? In a way, I can't say I'm jealous. No, it's not jealousy. I think I kind of wish that I had been. Like I am now then. Do you know what I'm saying? To have realized it and figured it all out. I mean, I truly think that you all were very, very lucky.
I think I was lucky because I truly realized at a young age who and what I was and what I liked, and I didn't waste any time.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to just jump to a quick commercial.
Welcome to MNSN Radio. For the next 2 hours, Master Noel and Sir Mark will be discussing different aspects of the leather and kink lifestyle. Send an email, hit the chat room, or sit back and just try to relax because the next 2 hours are going to be a bumpy ride.